SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. They've started the overtime, Joe, between Vandy and Arkansas, so we'll see how that goes with them. Kansas State is up 5 with 2:12 to go in the Big 12. NC State's up 18, a minute to go, so they're going to win. Duquesne up 11 on St. Louis, last game of the day at the A-10 in Brooklyn. Villanova and DePaul about going to get going in a couple minutes. Stanford-Cal, Michigan-Penn State, I believe, has just gotten underway. Boston College-Clemson's after, of course, the Syracuse game there in the ACC. And you got the Cincinnati-Kansas game, which we will have our eyes on as well. Here tonight. That's not till probably 20 minutes, Joe, after the after the Texas game. So you got some time still for that one. But and we got a lot of NBA too.
Can't,
you all right, man?
Luca's cold tonight. Now here comes Texas down 3. I should have taken the
How cold is he? Does he have?
He's got
what's
5.
What's his bounds and his assists?
8. He's got eight. That's
Eight, yeah, you're talking points. What's he got for the other side of the stat sheet?
I haven't even looked at that. I don't know.
3 assists and 1 board. So he's got work to do, is what that basically comes down to. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. A lot to do this hour, of course. It's championship week, March Madness. We'll go through a lot of the games for Thursday, and there is a Thursday's like the heaviest day of championship week. Because basically every conference has like 4 games going from basically morning until after midnight. So going to be a lot of fun, that's for sure. We have a lot of NFL to discuss. We've got the players, of course, TPC Sawgrass getting going, hockey, NBA, the whole deal. I haven't done any NFL with you yet, Joe, so let me do a couple things here that happened on Wednesday with the new league year finally starting. And there was quite a few deals. First off, the Chargers needed to get under. They were really, really over the cap, and they have a lot of guys with some big cap hits, so they had to get rid of somebody. So they released Mike Williams, which saved them about $20 million. Now, the problem with Williams is, Joe, he never plays, which is helpful when you're actually on the field, and he never is. So I could see him, why he was probably the choice. And they had to restructure Khalil Mack also to get him back down, but that got them cap compliant, as they love to say. You want to throw any money at Mike Williams, Joe, with his injury history?
No, absolutely. I mean, great talent.
Somebody's going to.
Yeah, well, if they could channel it and you could guarantee that the strength and conditioning coach, I would give the strength and conditioning coach more than I would give Mike Williams. I mean, how many games do you think you get on him? Mike Williams is like Christian McCaffrey 4 years ago.
Keep him away from the Yankees strength and conditioning staff.
That guy should be fired. I mean, another problem with Judge already? Guys like
Judge. How about Cole, too? Cole's finished also.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible.
Another year with a whole bunch of injuries for the Yankees. I'm sorry, Joe. Go ahead. You were saying about Mike Williams?
That's Mike Williams. I mean, Mike Williams, though, great talent, but can you keep him on the field? How could you? I mean, think about it. Think about the free agents, right? You know, T. Higgins. Would you want T. Higgins? I would want T. Higgins, and he has his own share of injuries, but at least the guy plays. How could you take Mike Williams? You're going to sign him to what? $40 million a year? $30 million a year? And get five games out of him?
Can't By the way, because you said his name, I also just wanted to say this to you. Because you texted me something about this, and I actually...
I don't know. They're chirping.
Well, let me just say something. I thought this was another one of your Instagram finds when you sent this to me.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I did see people... This apparently, Joe, came from Tyler Eifert, this Justin Jefferson thing.
Yep.
Former Bengal tight end Tyler Eifert hinted at the possible Justin Jefferson trade to Cincinnati. I said this to you last night, and I texted it to you when you sent me this story. And I said it also on Coast to Coast in the afternoon. Like, they don't have enough money to pay Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. How would they have enough money to pay... Well, Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson. Now, Davis explains, like, well, it would only be for 1 year. It would only
right.
be for one
it would
year.
It would be a one-year thing, and Justin Jefferson would take the hit to play with his former teammates. That's all it comes down to, Carver. It's like a ringer. A ringer for hire. You know, we get the old crew back, 2019. LSU, baby. Oh, I would love that. Chase, Jefferson, Joey Silk. I should bet Joey Silk right now MVP. Joey Silk. He'd throw 50 touchdowns.
I'll say the same thing here as I said to you in the text. There is no shot.
No shot.
That it happens. No shot.
But I told you it had life.
I got to admit, I thought it was just going to be one of these things you found on Instagram that sometimes you send me, but it wasn't. There was actually credible news sources that had it out. So...
Now, what is it? Let me ask you this, not to go off the beaten path.
We like doing that here.
But it's all right. It's our show.
Yeah.
If it does happen, they're automatically 9-1, right?
What does that mean? They're automatically 9-1.
To win it all. Like, I mean, Cincinnati, they lost Mixon. They're going to lose Higgins.
They're
right?
15 Joey, now.
Right, they'd be 9.
They lost a lot of guys, by the way. You saw they lost their left tackle to Arizona, Williams. They've lost pieces.
I know.
Defense, they've
In
lost
the Super
pieces.
Bowl market, though, where they'd be right. They'd be ahead of your Bills. They'd be ahead of the Ravens.
I'm not going to lie to you. They should probably be ahead of the Bills now.
Well, I mean.
Well, nothing. I mean, the only reason why they're not, Joe, is because the North is better than the East.
True.
So that's
why. How do you have Dallas? How do you have Dallas ahead of that?
Well,
Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Come on. Really? Dallas? Dallas. Every year with this Dallas. Every year. Every year. Guy hasn't won a big game yet, Dak. So annoying.
Since we're doing wide receivers, Calvin Ridley to Tennessee.
Bad move for him.
Like, what is he thinking about?
I don't know. I guess
money talks,
right? Got the money.
He certainly did.
So they signed Tony Pollard and Calvin Ridley.
Yeah. Adding pieces, Joe. You got to add pieces around young quarterbacks. Pieces.
Oh, boy. All right.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. Here's a few other things for you really quick. The Cowboys did finally get somebody as they got Eric Kendricks. They've been quiet. I know Jerry said all in, but they've been a little quiet. So they get Eric Kendricks, former Chargers linebacker. Now, he had agreed with the Niners, Joe, of course, the other day. But that's part of the legal tampering, the not official yet until late on Wednesday. So I guess he changed his mind, and now he's going to Dallas. So there you go for him. Joe Flacco to the Colts. Now, let me ask you something, Joe.
Go ahead.
Riddle me this. So Deshaun Watson gets hurt last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they eventually bring in Joe Flacco. He finishes great, gets him in the playoffs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Wins comeback player of the year, whatever.
Why were they not? Why did they not want to bring him back? Is it because they didn't want to deal with if Watson plays awful in September that we know that Joe can do it and we'll get Joe in there? They didn't want to pay him eight. I mean, Colts gave him almost $9 million here. But isn't that around what Winston got to go to Cleveland?
Yeah.
It's around the same amount of money. So what's that about?
Well, I think it's about exactly what you said. I mean, think about it. Joe Flacco had four games in the Cleveland Browns uniform in a limited sample size where he threw for 300 yards. How many 300-yard performances has Deshaun Watson have since he's been in the Cleveland Brown uniform? Quick answer, zero. But how much is he getting? He's out now taking photo shoots again because I follow him on Insta. Now he's on a photo shoot in Gucci clothes. Great. Great. He was in Italy. Now he's with Gucci. He's got the man pouch that he carries around. You know, belt buckle. That would be all well and good if he was chucking the ball all over the yard. But he hasn't done anything since he's been in a Brown uniform. I'll tell you what, he's cost me a ton of tickets, altered his passing total every time I bet him. Gutless. Well, I'm just saying, if you're the Browns and you see Joe Flacco, you scrape the guy off the street, and he's got four games where he throws for 300 yards. Amari Cooper had one for 265. Njoku had a game against the Jets where they clinched a playoff berth. Where, what do you have, 150 yards in the first half?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and here's Deshaun Watson looking like a deer in the headlights.
I don't disagree with you. I don't.
So, you know what they said? Hey, we spent a lot. And this is why I hate the NFL in this regard. Oh, we spent a lot on this guy. Got to keep him around. No, you win games. No, yeah, we paid him too much. Got to have him out there.
So, Flacco will be the backup in Indy. Jameis Winston will be the backup in Cleveland. Mason Rudolph will be the backup in Tennessee, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, is
they
he going to be
him.
The starter there? Is he
no,
going to be the starter
there? No, it's Will
there?
Levis. Will
no,
Levis.
No, that's what I'm saying. How long do we give that? How long?
I guess
do we
that
give
also
that
ends the Malik Willis experiment too, right?
Well, but that's my point. So, like, Will Levis, like, okay, he was injured. He was out there. He had one big performance where he threw for 300. What was that, the game against the Dolphins? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, outside of that, was it the game where he threw 14?
Well, that was the Atlanta game was where he had
Atlanta
a big
game,
right?
Right, yeah. He also led them back against the Dolphins at the end of the year. But
yes,
but
he did. That cost the Dolphins the division that game.
Yeah. So sure what's the sample size? Halfway through the year, if he's not progressing, do you cut your losses yet again?
Chop him.
I mean, well, I'm just saying because the third round for Malik Willis, second round for Will Levis, and they still don't have a franchise quarterback. No identity. When is enough enough?
It's a great question, Joe. When is enough?
I'm just saying,
enough?
And they're not in the market for Justin Fields? Really?
Is anyone?
Raiders.
Mm. Gave you Ridley, which was a little out of nowhere. You got, really wasn't anything else. The Raiders released a whole bunch of guys. Jimmy G, Hunter Renfro, there.
Let me ask you this. Jimmy G, right?
Yeah.
Can't go back to New England?
I got Jacoby Brissett. There you go, back to New England.
Come on.
He's the guy who's going to mentor the top pick. It's going to be Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, come on.
He's the mentor.
I can't take this.
Why? Well, you got to remember, he's a great locker room guy, Joe. He's a great locker room guy.
Older than dirt. I mean, come on.
You know, you say that. He can't be much. He's got to be the same age as Jimmy G. Like, you say that, and it's.
But he's been bouncing around. He's like a punching bag.
Jacoby Brissett is 31 years old.
In NFL years, that's old. No?
Well, I got news for you, Joe. Jimmy G's older than him.
But Jacoby Brissett is not
older than dirt. He looks older than dirt. Or he's younger than Jimmy G.
Bounce around. He's like on his ninth NFL team already. He was with the Dolphins, the Colts. Wasn't he with the Texans for a year?
I honestly can't keep track of Jacoby Brissett's travels anymore. He's been in Indy. He's been in Cleveland. He's been in Washington. He's been all over the place.
He's like a washed-up release. And this is okay. See, this is again. You're telling me we can't get a young quarterback coming out of anywhere, Tennessee, Arkansas. Give me an LSU guy that's come out. Can we have somebody? You're telling me there's no 25, 26-year-old backup quarterback that could fling it all over the yard? We got to sign these old guys.
You love giving the young quarterback a chance. You don't want anything to do with the vets.
I'm just saying, Carver, I mean, come on.
Get the vets out. Joe don't want them.
It's Chop. No.
Joe needs the guy out. Who played quarterback at Arkansas State last year to get a shot before anyone else.
I'm just saying, forget it. I'm not even gonna.
All right. We'll come back, Joe. I got obviously wall to wall college basketball for you on Thursday. And by the way, what a victory for Kansas State, coming from behind to beat Texas there in the Big 12 on Wednesday night. What a victory! Down 10 at the half.
Gutty.
Come storming back.
Gutty.
And win the game. And Arkansas winning in overtime as well.
We both hit that the other night.
I mean, Syracuse got completely destroyed. I mean, destroyed. Syracuse got. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe. There's a lot of action on Thursday, obviously. It's really the heaviest day in championship week, because basically almost every conference is playing like four games. You have quarterfinals in almost everything. Like Big Ten is second round, but there's four games, and then they play four more on Friday. So it is as full a slate as you could possibly get. Like, the Americans playing four games. They're not only in the second round. SEC's four games. They're in the second round. So it is it's a full day, Joe. It's a long day, which actually starts at 11 in the morning with the MAC and Kent State and Toledo, all the way to the last tip of the night, which is allegedly 11:30 East between Colorado and whoever wins that Utah game. But and New Mexico and Boise State's 11:30 at night from the Mountain West. So all the hoops you could possibly desire, Joe, for you as we get ready. Let me give you just a couple of these afternoon games, and then I'll throw you a few at night as well. First, let me see which one I want to give you first here, Joe.
This is
a big game. Because it's, there's so many teams that are on the bubble, and Thursday and Friday are massive games for them. I don't think it gets much bigger than St. John's and Seton Hall in terms of where they have to go. Actually, that's a good idea. Why don't we go to Jay in Pennsylvania first, Joe, and then I'll give you the slate. Jay's with us, Carver and Lisi here on the grid. Jay, how are you?
Good evening, guys. Good to be with you. Hi, Carver and Lisi. Hey, a little bit, Joe. How about some anchovy spaghetti, some lupine, a little brajoule, and some ensalada?
Yes. Let's do it. When are we going to have the party, Jay? Let's go. Hey, before you give your question, I want to ask you, what part of PA are you in? Are you in Pittsburgh? Where are you at?
Yeah, suburban Pittsburgh. Yes, sir.
All right. I went to college in PA, Gettysburg, for 1 year. So,
Gettysburg. I'm very familiar with the area, near Harrisburg, Lancaster, that area. Yep, absolutely.
Carver, you see that?
Yes. Oh, isn't that the truth? Back in the day, I wish we could. We've got to get Joe to be the encyclopedia of hockey. I know we're talking college basketball, but two things I want to give you, and then get your opinion on the 10 o'clock Washington Edmonton game and the 10:40 Colorado Vancouver game. I'm on in Edmonton and Colorado, but I had Colgate earlier, and then the college basketball for 9:30 start. I have Grambling minus a point and a half. And Montana minus 6.5 over Montana State.
Love the Grizz.
Yeah.
We love my.
I had Colgate earlier.
I like the under there. That's a great call. I like the under in that game, a rivalry game. I think under the 144.5, I think we have a shot. I think it'll be a half court type of game. The hockey,
Told you what I wanted to do with the hockey. I wanted to take McDavid for a goal and McKinnon for a goal. That's all that I wanted. Yeah. I'm not laying 3-10 with the Oilers. I'm sure the Oilers are going to beat Washington, but I don't really want to get involved with that. That's not for me.
Yeah, Carver's the hockey guy, that's for sure. Yeah, everybody loves hockey, but I think Colorado has a chance over the Canucks tonight.
Love it.
I do. Oh, I like Colorado over the Canucks. I think they'll win again.
Yeah, good.
You don't get
good.
You,
okay.
It's very rare you get Colorado at even money. Very rare.
Absolutely. So. And I think we're getting a puck and a half. I think we're getting a puck and a half with Colorado.
You are. You're paying for it, but you're getting a puck and a half. You pay a little bit.
Yeah,
you can get the puck and a half.
That's a good deal. Okay. And then give me, I'll hang up and I'll give me your thoughts on the Grambling and the Montana parlay for 9:30 and 11:30. And I'll leave Joe Lisi with the little brajoule and a little ensalad. Okay.
I love it.
I like Joe was saying. We were saying earlier, I like the Montana team a lot. I really do. I think that they'll be able to take care of business. If there's one conference, Joe, that I got really nothing going on with, it's that MEAC with Grambling and Alabama State and Norfolk State and all that. I got nothing going on.
We can get the over in that game, but I'm not going to bet that game. So I mean. I will say, big picture, I think if, you know, whoever wins the tournament, you know, they might have a shot first round, you know, depending upon, you know, the playing game and everything else. But,
right.
I mean, we'll see how that plays out. I would probably take the over.
Grambling in Montana. That's good for me. I like where he's going.
There you go.
That's perfect.
There you go.
Fine.
And I'll just say this about the hockey big picture.
Yeah.
I still like, and I know you're going to, I'm not even talking, I'm talking futures. You think I'm nuts, but, you know, I still think the Lightning have some value.
I think you're nuts.
Yeah, I do. Well, they're 13-1.
I understand that. I understand they're 13-1, but this is just for the East, they're 13-1, because they're a lot more than that for the Cup.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, behind Toronto, we know what Toronto does in the playoffs.
You got a lot of good teams in the East.
Now look at the team that I picked last year. Everybody's pumping them up.
I wouldn't go back to them.
I'll tell you what. You know who I have my eyes on the East?
Who's that?
Beantown. I like the Bruins.
You?
Yeah, 550. I think they break through this year.
You think they break through, huh?
Yeah, and if somehow, some way they get in, Detroit, keep an eye out for them.
Yeah, they've lost like 7 or 8 games in a row right now, Joe.
It's all right.
They're beating each other up at practice. I mean, they're having fights in practice with each other.
That's perfect. Again. That's exactly.
Again. Listen to Joe.
You know, we have starting that we're going to have to start to cover too, guys. UFL. March 30th, UFL.
Oh, that dopey league is back.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Yes.
I thought you were going to boycott it because they got rid of the Vegas team and the New York, New Jersey team and all the teams
football.
They got rid of.
I mean, come on. While you're watching the golf, I'm going to be watching this. I'm going to be out at some, like, you know, so having dinner on a Sunday afternoon, nothing to do, and I'm going to be watching the UFL and, you know, I'll be talking to everybody. Everybody will be my friend. You'll be concentrating on Cantlay and Sam Ryder and Harry English, and I'll be watching the UFL, betting on and over, hoping that we crack through. That's
good
the
luck.
Way it is.
God bless and good luck.
That's not right. People that love football, Corver.
I will not watch one snap of that league.
There's an NFL network for a reason. Just don't forget that.
Yeah, those games won't be on it.
How do you know?
Because it's nonsense football.
What does that mean, nonsense?
It's just not the real thing.
All right.
It's just not. It's not the real thing.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry, Joe. I know it upsets you, but I can't. UFL. Who's the opening game? Don't they have the champion versus champion? Is that
what's
going to open?
Birmingham versus, I think, D.C. or I don't know. It's some crazy. No, it's Birmingham. Skip Holtz.
All right, let me get back to this, and we'll finish it after the break. So Seton Hall and St. John's at the Big East is, I wouldn't say a complete elimination game, but the loser of the game, specifically St. John's, is going to be in a lot of sweat all the way to Sunday night when they put those brackets out. That's for sure. I like the Johnnies.
They want Patino in there, though. They want Patino in there.
He ain't going to get in if they lose this game.
You got to have Patino and Calipari in the dance.
Okay, but I just said it doesn't matter how much they want him. If he loses this game, they're not getting in.
That's why you got to back the Johnnies.
4.5's a little heavy, I feel. I feel with that kind of a number, I'd play Seton Hall.
I can't bet it, so it's not
I actually can't either. You're right about that. I just remembered that.
You and
I can't bet it,
about this
and you
game.
Can't bet it. Everyone else can bet
no.
it. I can't even go through the tunnel, Joe, and bet it.
Jeez.
Because then it gets blocked out on the Seton Hall side.
Yeah, we both go to the. Yeah, we both
have to go to Connecticut to play it. You have to go up to Connecticut.
If you and I both went to, you know, opposite tunnels, right?
We still couldn't play it. So I'd have to go up to Connecticut. Go across the Throgs. I can go through the Bronx. If I really wanted to play St. John's Seton Hall that bad. Other games in the afternoon. Maryland, off the win against Rutgers, will play Wisconsin. I see Wisconsin -3.5, 132.5.
Taking Maryland. Wisconsin's a gutless team.
You hate that team. You go after that.
I hate them.
Time.
I can't stand them. Especially, I can't. I will never bet Wisconsin.
I'm going to take Wisconsin now. In the ACC, I'll do when we come back, the rest of the games. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. Let that one breathe, Joe. That's what happened there.
Like a fine red wine.
Let it breathe. Sometimes that happens. You know when it closes out. It closes big, so you want to make sure you're there for all that. All right, Joe, here we go. We got a lot of games here. Let's try to blow through as many as we can. During the time that we have left together. Also in the afternoon, I gave you Maryland. Wake Forest and Pitt in the ACC. So Wake Forest played on Wednesday. They beat Notre Dame. Pitt with the double bye. So first game for them. Wake -1.5, Joe. in this game. 145.5.
Cheap favorites, I'm willing to take.
Yeah, line says Wake. Got a game under their belt.
Line the other night was 1.5. Now it's Wake 1.5. Anything under 2 or 3, I'm willing to take the favorite. I feel like cheap favorites are the way to go. That's the way I bet the tournament. Under 3, I always take the favorites. Anything over 5 is a big dog. Like, I like to take the dogs. Anything over that, like 5.5, 6, like in that area, 6 or more, I'm always on the dogs.
You got a lot of games under 5 here on Thursday, Joe, that's for sure, in these tournament games. VCU and UMass. VCU, same situation, actually, as this Wake game. They played on Wednesday at a tough game with Fordham. UMass off the double bye. They get to play for the first time here in Brooklyn. And VCU, same thing, Joe, 1.5-point favorites after
Didn't
playing.
Did they just play last week?
UMass and VCU did play last
week. No,
they did not. They played, Joe, on February 20th, and UMass crushed them. They did not play
a
week ago.
Now it's only 1.5?
VCU is favored by 1.5.
I sort of liked with that one, but doesn't it tell you like UMass? I mean, how?
It kind of says VCU to me, Joe. Honestly, I mean, VCU's already played. UMass beat them by 22 when they played this year. 22, they beat them by.
Oh, UMass won.
Yeah.
Oh, I told
you. So UMass beat them by 22, but VCU's 1.5-point favorite. I think it's VCU for me, Joe. I don't think VCU's very good this year, but I think in this spot, that's who I'm going to lean to there. You get a rematch in the first game of the day in the Pac-12. So Arizona lost to USC last Saturday night, Joe. It was a gutless effort, too. So they get a chance for a little revenge here. USC beat Washington on Wednesday, and now Arizona -8.5, 157.5 is the total. So USC just beat them on Saturday, Joe, at home. Now have to play them in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm taking the 8.5. Again, I just said it. I'm going to take. Yeah. I have no confidence in Arizona. This is tournament time. They're just like Tennessee and Purdue. They're the glass house. Give me the 8.5 with USC. You don't have to win. You just got to cover the 8.5.
No, I would probably lean to the 8.5 as well, Joe, in this one. I lean to USC because I don't trust Arizona either. I don't know how much they care. I think they know they can't even get a 1 if they win the tournament because either Tennessee or North. Even if they won the tournament.
If they had a 1, they lose.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I think if they knew there was a chance they could get a 1 seed, maybe they'd have a little extra gas here. I'm not sure that they care in this spot. So I'll go USC with you. Memphis is laying 5.5 against Wichita in the American.
I like Memphis.
We have Houston laying 8.5 against TCU in the Big 12.
Man, I like TCU plus.
TCU beat Oklahoma on Wednesday.
That was a gutty win. I thought they'd lose that game, but
yeah,
8.5 again. That's right. That's a huge number.
Big number.
I like TCU. I like the skunk. Give me the skunk.
Utah State's laying 12.5 against Fresno State in the Mountain West. First game of the day there. Fresno won on Wednesday. They upset Wyoming. Utah State's been very good. They're the 1 seed in this tournament. You've got Arkansas, Joe, who, of course, had to pull that overtime game out against Vandy. They are going to be playing South Carolina. So they had to play at night, Joe. Now, this happens a lot on Wednesday, Thursday. Arkansas plays Wednesday night, overtime game. They got to come back out 3:30 in the afternoon and play South Carolina.
What are they catching?
4.5.
I like them. I like Musselman as a dog.
Okay.
I don't like him as a favorite.
I didn't think you'd like that under 24 hours later, have to get out after
Yeah, but you know what?
Physical game.
Their backs are against the wall. They have no shot to make the tournament. They got to make a run, and I don't think South Carolina is as elite as they were at the start of the year. And I just think that's, you know, I think Arkansas is athletic enough where Musselman has, they're playing much better over the last month of the season. They beat Texas A&M a couple weeks ago. They've been covering some lines. They covered against Alabama, catching 15.5 about last weekend. I just like them. In tournament time, in Musselman catching points, I like them as opposed to laying it. So you want to give me 4.5, I'll take a shot. All right. Even like them on the money line.
Okay. Really good game in the Mountain West. Second game of the day is San Diego State and UNLV. Now, UNLV beat them last week, Joe, at home. Beat San Diego State. So UNLV's catching 4.5 here. Of course, the game is also in Vegas at, you know, they play this tournament at UNLV's home court. UNLV's played really well.
Want to take them on their home court?
I mean, you know, they lost to Nevada on Saturday, but before that, you know, they've lost twice to Nevada, Joe. Aside from those two Nevada losses, they have won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They've won 10 of their last 12. The only two losses were to Nevada.
So I like the UNLV, but let's take the under, too. Their own court.
Okay.
I like the
under. I don't mind that. Because, I mean, they played this. They played a $1.20, Joe, in the game last week. So it's 132.5. And in the first game, they played 133, so right on the number.
All right,
in the
so
first
let's take
game.
The under.
I don't mind that. I'll take under.
All right. All right.
Good play. Oregon minus 3.5 against UCLA. UCLA beat Oregon State on
They're
Wednesday.
Another team, Oregon. I like Cronin better. I just think Cronin.
I'm on UCLA, Joe.
Yeah, let's take them outright.
This Oregon team is gutless.
They're gutless, and Cronin coaches them up this time. He's like Musselman.
He's like Musselman. He coaches them up.
He coaches them up. I mean, he tells them to eat fruit.
Some of the night games. Ohio State's going to play Iowa at the Big Ten. Ohio State minus 1.5. 154.5 is the total there.
I can't stand both teams.
I know you can't.
Both teams are complete money burns. I know Iowa sucks on the road this year, but is are they any better, Ohio State?
I feel like Ohio State's played better down the stretch.
All right, but I mean, all right. What do you want to do? You want to take OSU?
I actually, I kind of like the over.
154.5. All right. Okay.
So maybe we can get you in on that.
All right.
Providence and Creighton. So Providence
system
beats Georgetown.
Uh-oh. System play.
Here we go. This is called Providence got me on Wednesday night, so I'm going back after them.
No. I'm not sold on Creighton. This is a team that lives and dies with the three ball.
So you're taking Providence?
I like their bigs. I mean, they screwed me last year against Kentucky in the tournament. I know Cooley's no longer there, but they owe me. And this is the spot. I said anything over 6 on a game that I think is sort of equal, give me Providence, Big East style, bounds and boards. Bounds and boards, give me the Friars. They might even win that outright. I'm not sold on Creighton.
I know you're not.
I'm not.
And NC State, who's played 2 games already in the ACC, they beat Louisville and they beat Syracuse. They're getting 9.5 against Duke.
Yeah. Give me Rowdy Burns. I love that kid Burns. That kid Burns is a big body. 9.5, I like the Wolfpack.
Mm. What else do I got for you? Texas A&M minus 4.5 against Ole Miss. Don't love that one. Nevada minus 1.5 against Colorado State. That will be a hell of a game in the Mountain West.
Over? Over?
138.5.
You're always taking Nevada overs.
I am always taking Nevada overs.
Come on, right. Take that one. No?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm sorry. What do you want me to tell you?
I want you to say yes.
And the late night game. So that's a great night game. Those are actually all the Mountain West games are really good on, well, 3 out of 4 are really good. The New Mexico Boise is the late night game, and New Mexico is minus 1.5 against Boise. Are you going to run it back with Kansas State? They're playing Iowa State.
Yes, yes. Oh, no. Teams that put money in my pocket, I'm loyal. They're with me until they're knocked out. How much are they catching against Iowa State?
I don't have the number yet for that game.
I tell you what, I like them outright. I think they can beat Iowa State. I don't think Iowa State's that great. I don't.
Outright, Joe says.
Kansas State has played well. They played TCU tough down the stretch. They played Texas, beat them. I know they have. They're not as lethal as they were, you know, last year and a couple of years ago. But I still think they're dangerous this time of the year. I like what they have. They're blue collar, Carver. They grind it out. They get after the boards. If they're down double digits, they don't lose their composure. I like the Wildcats.
All right.
I tell you what, can we get a number up? What's their number to win it?
Win the whole tournament?
Yeah.
I'll find that for you during the break. It might be blocked out for me right now, but I'll try to find it for you. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. More to do on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so it's obviously mostly a college hoops day for us on Thursday. There is a few NBA games for you. The Suns are in Boston against the Celtics. They just play in Phoenix on Sunday, right, Joe?
Yeah.
They just played, and the Suns beat them. Maybe it wasn't. It was definitely recent. It was within the last couple days, wasn't it? Oh, it was Saturday night they played, and Celtics beat them 117. 107. Clippers are at the Bulls. So back-to-back for the Bulls.
Yeah.
You also have Wizards and Rockets, yawn. Sixers at the Bucks. Back-to-back for the Mavs. They're in OKC against the Thunder. And the Knicks start a West Coast trip in Portland, Joe. Laying 8.5 against the Blazers, who also will be on a back-to-back because they're playing the Hawks. They played the Hawks on Wednesday night. So that's what you got, Joe, for the NBA.
Over. Going on the West Coast, maybe they could hit. You know, they could get out of their funk.
You think they can get out of their funk out on the West Coast?
Well, they beat up on Philadelphia, but that's besides.
They should beat up on Portland. Portland stinks. And I know the Knicks never play well on these road trips, but You can't mess around with Portland. They're awful.
Gutless.
You matter. You beat and cover against Portland.
You pound them.
Pound them. Oh, look out! Whoa! Look out! Joe's mic. All over the place. So maybe it's my headphones or Joe's mic. One or the other. Matias would have to answer that question. So. All right, well, we're wrapping it up anyway, Joe. We'll see you tomorrow. Good job, as always, by Joe. Great job by Matias, Burbell, Carver, and Lisi. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid.